The fire was warm. It cut through the chill of the night air, and I rubbed my hands together. Conversation guarded, small talk, nervous talk. My lord on trial. While I stood in the shadows of the fire's flickering light. Talking beside a fire, as I had so many times before. Before, back when I was beside the seashore. Before he called me to be a fisher of men. Before he changed my name. Before I saw him raise the dead and still the wind and call me to walk upon the sea. Before I proclaimed the truth that he was and is and always will be the Messiah. Before I denied him. Before, when I was sure and secure and confident. Before, when I was strong and determined and part of a powerful movement. Before, when I was a man who saw him as he was in dazzling white and heard the voice and saw the power and marveled at the words that would change the world and change my life and change everything. Before the girl said that she'd seen me with him. Before my accent gave me away. Before I told the woman, I don't know him. As a rooster crowed in the distance, and I turned, and he looked at me. As my breath escaped. And I remembered my promise and my pride and my falling asleep and rising to fight and to strike the air. And then I heard him proclaim, put it away. My kingdom is not of this. And I went outside, into the alley, where the shadows of my failure grew longer. And the flickering flames of my hour of trial and denial pierced my very heart and soul and sapped the last of my strength as I wailed and realized the truth. I had denied my Lord. And he was right and I was wrong, and I failed to heed the voice that warned of the choice that sifted me like wheat. It was chaff. And the last sight of me he had before he died was of a miserable sinner caught by his pride and his fear and his mouth, telling a lie to conceal the truth that everyone knew in their heart. For outside the walls of testing is a dark alley of failure and regret, filled with the tears of one sinner who was tested and found wanting, who was warned but fell asleep, who was called but failed to answer. In the cold of night, when the flickering flames of promise were blown out by a rooster's cry. And while I cried, he died. Beside him, women. Women with more courage than I had shown. The courage to stand beside the man who was everything. In tears, but for their Lord, not for their failure. In tears for the pain he suffered and the injustice rendered and the hope snuffed out. In tears of grief and pain and love. The nights passed, the tears flowed, until there seemed to be no more. And another rooster crowed, as the dawn of Sunday morning broke over the horizon. And the women went, and Mary heard her name, and cried more tears, tears that couldn't be stopped, tears of hope and wonder and love. And I heard the news that changed the world and changed my life and changed everything. For he arose and he broke the curse and split the veil and moved the stone and crushed the serpent. Saved from sin and the pain of the venom that bites at my heel is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. For he arose. And I saw the tomb and heard him proclaim peace in a locked room. For he arose and he called me again. Beside a seashore at Galilee, he called me to cast the net of my life into the deeper waters of sacrifice. Onto the other side, into the living waters of his will and his direction. Called again beside a fire, where the flickering flames lit up the scars on his hand and over his brow, and the smile on his face that proclaimed the promise all over again. Called again to be a fisherman, called again to care for the sheep, called again to teach and preach the good news that death is undone by the gift of God's Son. And I am a failure and I am a sinner and I have denied my Lord. But I will still proclaim the truth that he arose to fulfill the promise and change our lives and change the world and change everything. And while there is sin and there is failure and there are men who once were called whose actions deny that they know their Lord, that doesn't change the truth that he arose and there is love and salvation freely offered by our God above. To all who believe and proclaim that they have failed and they were wrong and he is right, and the flickering flames of conscience bring to light that he forgives and offers hope. Hope over the tomb of our failures and over the bite of the serpent whose venom of sin and hatred and deceit has entered our veins and cursed our lives and brought death and pain and separation from each other and from our God. Because he rolls away the failure and he rolls away the sin and he rolls away a million tears that will never have to be shed again. And there is no other name in whom men can proclaim than the one whom God calls and who now reigns. And I saw the stone and heard his voice and felt his forgiveness. And I will proclaim in the light of day and the dead of night that I know the man. And he is the way and he is the truth and he is the life and he is God's Son. And he forgives my sin, which is now undone. And I don't know what else to do but proclaim it anew to you. So I will follow the path that leads to the cross that offers hope to all the lost. And I will cast my net unto the other side, where he leads and where he guides. For after the failure and after the tears and after sin's pain was felt for years and years, God sent his Son in the fullness of time to offer hope and love and forgiveness, which are now mine. And with my dying breath, I will proclaim, Jesus is the risen Christ. Salvation is offered in no other name.